Support comes from Troy University's Trojan Cafe, offering a variety of Starbucks beverages and an assortment of sandwiches, soups, and pastries, located on Troy University's Montgomery campus, across from the Rosa Parks Library and Museum.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Pastry chef Brooke DeJean of Dothan is a contestant on the popular Food Network and its latest competition, Next Baking Master Paris. In a nod to the upcoming Olympics, the program features 10 bakers and is filmed on location in the City of Lights. The 90-minute program premieres May 6th at 8 p.m. Central Time on the Food Network. And Brooke joins us from Dothan with a preview. Brooke DeJean, thank you so much for joining us here at Troy Public Radio on In Focus from Dothan.
Hi, Carolyn. I'm super excited to be talking with you today.
Brooke, let's acknowledge that you have roots in Atlanta, Georgia, one of our neighboring coverage areas, but you're in Dothan. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I actually started my pastry career in Atlanta. I grew up near Atlanta. Georgia is definitely my home, but I moved to Dothan almost 9 years ago now and started working at KBC in Dothan with Kelsey Barnard Clark and kind of part-time doing that and part-time running a business with my husband on a dairy farm. So yeah, we've been having a lot of fun here.
The Food Network is featuring you on the May 6th edition, and it has to do with Paris and a trip. What happened?
Yes, the Food Network is putting on this competition show where me and 9 other bakers get to fly to Paris. And the concept of the show is that each challenge will get to visit a master pastry chef in Paris or a master baker to kind of watch them or let them teach us their craft and whatever specialty it is. So I think each week we'll have a different specialty that they focus on. And we get to see a master recreate that in a city that pastry was born in, fancy pastry, that is.
Paris, of course, is hosting the Olympics. And this seems to be a culinary lead up to the Olympics. Would you say that?
Absolutely. This was definitely a trial exercise. Yeah.
Brooke, your task on the show among your competitors, you all were tasked with creating a show-stopping cake featuring cream, which of course you're very familiar with.
That's right. I am familiar with, but one of the harder aspects of this challenge is that we are using products that are from another country. From my expertise, I know that when you say French butter or French cream, that could mean different things. So your fat percentages are different. And so some of our recipes don't necessarily translate to the ingredients that we are using in Paris. So that is definitely something to watch out for.
Well, speaking of Paris, you took a tour. What impressed you?
Gosh, the architecture was so breathtaking. It doesn't matter like what corner you took, which alleyway you were looking down, just beautiful buildings everywhere. I was an art history major in college, so I was getting to see a lot of the things that I've studied in that time frame, and it was just really exciting. Beautiful stuff.
Well, aside from the architecture, which of course would be a primary interest of yours, what was your daily schedule like?
Our days were full. The first episode, we get to visit a pastry chef in one of the nicer hotels in Paris just to watch that experience and see a professional kitchen in another country and like how they work through their space was just amazing. It was very eye-opening.
Well, Brooke, were you making mental notes about how to transfer some of those techniques into your own cooking and baking?
Absolutely. Ever since I've been doing pastry, the one thing that always inspires me is travel. Every time we're on vacation or traveling anywhere, I come back with so many ideas. So that's really something very inspiring for me.
Well, let's take a few minutes and talk about your own, quote, journey into pastry. What started it and how did it advance?
So I started a little after college. I had a friend who was working in fine dining in Atlanta, and she knew that I was at home and I was baking constantly, watching Food Network constantly, getting ideas and playing around. And she was like, why don't you just come and try be an assistant with our pastry chef, see if you like it. And so that's how I began. I went in for like 2 days a week, didn't get paid. And so they thought I was good enough, and then it started to get paid, and then slowly worked my way up to full time. So,
did you ever imagine being on the Food Network, which you had watched for years?
I think I always dreamed about it. Did I ever think it would come true? I'm not so sure. And I just was like scrolling through Instagram a minute ago and saw a picture of myself on Food Network's Instagram. I was like, whoa, this is great.
Well, Brooke, as far as your competitors, do you want to comment on that process? Did it make you nervous, or did you go in with a lot of confidence? How was it?
One of my insecurities in the kitchen has always been that I didn't go to pastry school. I wasn't formally educated in pastry and culinary. So I did feel a little that insecurity there, because the competitors were all so talented.
Here we are. Next week on May the 6th, you are going to be on a 90-minute premiere, and it's all about French cooking in Paris as the lead-up to the Olympics. How do you feel about seeing yourself on national or international television?
Oh, gosh, I'm really nervous. I'm more excited than nervous, but what I'm really excited to watch is my kids watch me on TV. I have two girls, and my youngest one has already expressed so much excitement about mommy being on TVs. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Is there anything about that experience that you want to share with your listeners? Because you have listeners in Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, and fans now.
I keep getting asked this question. I guess the biggest thing I want to say is, you know, I hope this inspires people to want to try new things or do hard things. Because this was way out of my comfort zone. This was one of the hardest things I've had to do. I left my family. I had to put all my insecurities out there on the line. So I hope it inspires other people to take a leap and take a step forward to do something hard.
Well, Brooke, since you're a pastry expert, do you have any easy tips for your listeners? Not all of them are in your league.
Okay, so I know in the Wiregrass area, we're all a huge fan of banana pudding. And I do this little trick, and I just feel like it elevates the banana pudding so much, is to make a lime simple syrup to toss your bananas in before throwing them in your banana pudding. And what this does, not only does the acid from the lime brighten up the heaviness or sweetness, it also helps your bananas from browning, so your banana pudding doesn't get the brown bananas.
Well, that is a novel idea. Okay, on May the 6th, on the Food Network, The Next Baking Master, this is an exciting part of your life and part of our lives, watching you in your competition.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I have definitely felt the support from the community, the whole Wiregrass area. I just had an email today from someone from Birmingham congratulating me, so I was like, wow.
Well, Brooke, you are always welcome on Troy Public Radio. We are thrilled to know that you listen. You've been listening for quite a while, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I have. I heard a joke the other day that the moms in their Volvos listening to public radio, and I was like, well, the joke's on me, because that's me.
Well, Brooke, it has been an absolute pleasure to visit with you. We want to wish you the best of success. You're already succeeding in this field, but we want to wish you the best of success on May the 6th.
Thank you, Caroline. It was such a pleasure to talk to you.
That was pastry chef Brooke DeJong of Dothan, a contestant on the Food Network's latest competition, Next Baking Master Paris. The program premieres May 6th at 8 p.m. Central Time on the Food Network, and we wish Brooke great success as she represents Alabama. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is also a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.